All right, for the recording, good morning. Please come to rest on your back. And again, by way of context, this is Alexander Unai number 297. It's the fifth in a series of five lessons that Dennis Leary called the High Point of the Hip Joint series, the others being 284, 289, 290, 291. So we continue the themes of that lesson, which is those lessons, rather. If you recall, I know it's been a couple weeks anyway, but the first four lessons are all in standing, and this question of how you bring the hip joint of the standing leg through space a little bit relative to the standing foot so that you can tip to the side and vary that tipping in various ways, bending back, bending forward, doing various things perhaps you recall. And if you don't, if this is new to you, maybe you can imagine, we'll try to get there. But the fascinating thing is how you move the hip joint over the foot freely in order to balance, and that you don't just sort of hold your standing leg in one position and try to move around somehow without adjusting that. So in that way, the high point, if the whole leg is sort of swinging from the top, at the top, left, right, forward, back, going in circles, that's the high point of the hip joint relative to the foot. So, as I mentioned, this lesson extends those principles by trying them out on kneeling on one knee instead of standing on one foot. If you need to adjust and stand instead of kneeling, great, please do so. The instructions are all on the right side with some final exploration on the left toward the end. But if you're interested in kneeling and you want to try that out, but the other knee is better for you, please just transpose the instructions again. That's what an experienced awareness through movement practitioner learns in part. So as you rest on your back, take up perhaps the five lines. And with this little pause here, what did you do when you took up the five lines? What's your go-to there? Regardless of your preference, your habit, find the central line from the bottom of the pelvis, really, the tailbone, all the way to the top of the head, actually, so past the spine, the atlas, that last vertebra at the top, supports the head somewhere right in the middle, between the ears certainly, but also at a front to back, about where the openings of the ears are. So that line, the central line, which has a direction up from the tailbone to the top of the head, is really clearly through the middle of the head, and not perhaps on the back or, you know, like a line drawn on the skull or something, really through the head to the top of the skull. And the arm lines, really through the seventh, the bottom cervical, the vertebrae, the bottom neck vertebra, out through the joints of the big joints of the shoulders and the elbows, etc. And that's somewhere from the middle of yourself through the big joints of the pelvis and the femurs, the big thigh bones, those big joints through them and through the knees and down to the heels generally. Perhaps then extending out into the feet just as you might extend them into the hands in some way personal to yourself. Find or imagine or locate in your experience to the, of course, these are always a little bit of approximations, where you find those hip joints, one relative to the other, left and right, relative to the central line, which is corresponds roughly to the spine. But the line, of course, these lines are not the spine and are not the joints. They're imagined, sort of projected. But they do correspond. And so during the lesson, perhaps you can, it's not a focus, but perhaps the lines are helpful as an orienting principle that you move the lines and thus, of course, move yourself. All right, please come to stand, rolling to one side, and stand neutrally with the feet under the hips somewhere. And what are those five lines like now? What were they like during the transition from lying to standing? Did they fade out in the transition? Were they relatively clear? Excuse me. And certainly, what are they like now? In particular, where are the two hip joints? And now, the brief suggestion here at this at the beginning of this lesson is to explore some of the movements from previous lessons from memory, but simply the with the feet remaining sort of side by side, if you leave the arms long and just tilt off to the right a little bit until the left foot, if you leave everything long, the trunk long and the leg long, you tilt at the right hip joint so that the left foot could begin to lift left from the floor and as the head tips to the right. So not the head really, but the whole spine. So you lean until the left foot could easily lift. And here's the rub. That's doing so gradually, softly, including softness in the breathing. Is the thing. And once you're over there, if you recall or have not done, either way, these lessons, some of the variations are how you could be in that position, balanced over the right hip, finding out where that hip actually goes, and then being able to move it a little to the right and left while you're balanced, a little forward and back perhaps, making little circles with it. There could be turning the whole trunk and hip to look toward the ceiling or toward the floor as you balance there, continuing to breathe. So just try out some of these things and remember, if you're doing some remembering and you were around for previous lessons, some of those things. So don't fix the eyes, pay attention to the softness in the jaw, the head, the neck. Freedom of movement in that hip joint. And Feldenkrais says here, this is to see how much more there is to improve in standing, so it will be possible to stand forever. All right, and having messed around with that a little and perhaps gotten a sense of it, how the hip joint actually can move a little to the left and right as you tip off to the right. You know, so that you don't grip there, but the leg swings through space a little bit, in essence. Having tried that out a little bit, return to the floor and rest on your back. So, as you rest on your back, consider, bring your attention to, notice the movements of breathing, inhalation, the exhalation, and the theme in the previous lessons. Maybe it was easy to lose in all this high point business, was really. Organize the breathing, so to speak, so there's no intentional movement. What is that about? I mean, of course, breathing is this very interesting process which can kind of go along without attention, or you can interfere with it in various ways, productively or unproductively, habitually or intentionally. So, look here for a very soft breathing where you don't do anything in particular with the chest, the stomach. There's just an easy flow of air, to quote Feldenkrais here. And keeping this throughout is the experimentation and balance that follows is a central piece, and that the sort of softness in the breathing can be very much like the softness in the rest of the adjustments that you make. So a general guideline as we come back to kneeling or standing is the movements are like this, gradual, and if they're unintentional, they're not sudden jerks or anything like that, that you move in a range that's possible for you, which could be quite small. Really, the thing is to make the movements of balancing kind of like this very soft, uncontrolled breathing, that you don't control your movements in a jumpy or sudden kind of a way. Right, well, we will come to the knees at this point, but pause for a second here on your back. Let me just say something about that. You might want a little something for between your knee and the floor, and if not, please come and go from the movements as you wish. All right, so keeping the breathing as it was, as it is, this kind of quiet, breathing that you're not intentionally controlling. Keep that central in your attention as you come to stand on both knees. Toes can be out behind, and if you're coming to standing, keep the attention on this. Breathing is central, nothing interferes with it. If you're trying out kneeling, the position will be you kneel on the right knee and bring the left foot to stand so it's out in front a little bit. If you're standing, well, you're standing. And with the head upright in the direction of the ceiling, reach, just tip off to the right over the right hip joint, as if to reach for the floor with the right hand. Until the left leg starts to come away from the floor. Maybe the left, if you're kneeling, the left foot will sort of flip out to the side a little bit as you come to the side and bring the hand toward the floor. So keep the line of the spine and head relatively long rather than bending to the right just yet. So, If you're standing, the line of the head and the left leg stays relatively in line as you go off to the left. And feel where the hip joint moves, whether you're on that one knee or whether you're. And what happened to the breathing? Can often be an indicator of holding somewhere or trying to over control, such as you become unsteady. And there's plenty of time, so if that is happening, don't worry about it too much. Right, so just tip over there, and as the hand comes to the floor, it might actually come to the floor if you're kneeling, and the leg swings out to the side a little bit, the leg remaining bent, the left leg. Just come and go from that a little bit. And then, once you have bent over to that side and the leg has lifted to the from the floor a little bit, then begin to take the foot back and the head back so the belly comes a little forward. So you're balanced off on that right hip joint. You can use a chair or something for your hand. But once you're tipped over and the right hip joint is supporting and you're somewhat balanced there, take the head back and the leg back so you push the belly forward a little bit. Now there's this extension through the whole of the trunk and left side as you balance on the left. So the get far enough to the right so the leg actually comes, or the left leg comes away from the floor, if that's possible for you. That business of balancing on the hip joint is the thing. You might want something for your right hand if you can't get all the way to the floor. And note what happens in the hip joint. Does it swing under? Does it swing with? How is it that that can be a central focus along with the breathing? So it's a kind of, while balanced, a kind of arching movement where the left heel goes back and the top of the head goes back. All right, pause for a moment. Standing or kneeling somewhere comfortable. And come back to that position if you found it in the first place. And on the right knee with the left foot standing. Take the left arm straight overhead as if reaching toward the ceiling. And now come over that right knee, reach out with the right hand toward the floor so that the hip maybe swings a little to the left even to come underneath the rest of you. And once you're balanced there, so that the left leg actually lifts away from the floor. You take the right enough so that the left hip and the left knee and the left foot can kind of swing out to the side. Now, instead of arching, bend a little forward in the middle as if taking the knee to the nose and the nose to the knee. So it's a sort of challenge to your breathing. You can use the right hand for balance. Maybe you want a little height over there, a little chair or a box or something. And feel for the hip joint of the right leg with this odd challenge to your balance that you move while balancing over the right hip joint. Keeping the breathing easy, continuous, not holding it certainly. So the key piece is that the whole trunk folds so that the low back goes back, you use the muscles of the stomach, front of the belly to pull the nose toward the knee so the back rounds. All right, and then pause here. And then rest however you like. So in the structure of this lesson, some of these early movements are among the more challenging in the lesson, as is sometimes the case. But as you rest, remember again, or return to the breathing. And you can notice that the breathing goes on its own. And you don't make any adjustments to it, especially with some idea of improving it. It's easy to say, just breathe, but it's actually something we can practice. All right, keeping the quality of breathing and the attention to it, return to the two knees or to standing, whichever you're using. Keeping the breathing as you roll to one side and come to kneel or stand. And if you're kneeling, again, the left foot comes out to stand to the front. If you're standing, it can just remain next to the other foot, probably. In fact, let's say that. And again, find that little action of tipping over the right hip joint so the right hand comes toward the floor, or what support you've got there, enough so that the long trunk, the left hip, eventually lifts so that the bent left leg can come away from the floor and you're balanced on the right knee. And the knee remains kind of bent there, so it may pivot a little bit, so the knee goes back. The heel ends up tipping, tilting, turning, facing back. And just go in and out of that a little bit so you really are on the right knee. And then extend the left arm overhead again. See what that does to your movement. And as you tip to the right, once you're tipped a little bit, now just bend so you open the left side and the left knee can go a little toward the floor, and the head and hand go a little toward the floor too. So now rather than arching, you bend, you side bend as you balance on that right hip joint. So first tilt off so the left leg is away from the floor, and then add a little bending, you side bend, increase your bend to the right. So on both ends, the knee gets a little closer to the floor, and the head and arm get a little closer to the floor. So the whole left side opens as you balance on that right leg or knee. And remember the breathing here. And then after you've tried that a few times, get all the way over to the side and bend so that you're fully curved along that left side. And then look once toward the left hand. Bend the head and look down toward wherever your left foot is while you're off to the side. Again, another little challenge to balance here, and do so keeping the breathing forward, and the watch out for sudden movements where you lose your balance. If that's the case, move a little more slowly or just do a little less. Really, it's an important piece. And you can come in and out of that, of course. And once you have some sense of that, you've tried it a little bit, come to your back and rest. Take your time if you want to spend more time on it or try to sort it out. Please do. As you rest on the back, watch over the breathing, Feldenkrais says here. If you're still considering the five lines, consider the five lines and note any difference from the right and left, particularly in the area of the hips or the hip joints. again, a theme in these lessons and this lesson, in particular the sort of culminating lesson, which has some additional challenges to balance as you're in this position, finding the right hip joint at its highest point, bending forward, back, sideways, moving around a little bit. The breathing is always included in your attention, not holding it, not adjusting it, and unnecessarily letting the whole of the torso, including the breathing, starting with the breathing, make any adjustments needed to balance and move while balancing. All right, keeping the continuing to watch over the breathing, come back to kneeling or standing, whichever you're, if you're adapting and standing. If you're standing, the feet are side to side. If you're kneeling, the left foot is out in front, standing on the left foot, so the left knee is off the floor. And now, once again, balance on that right knee or right leg, and tip off to the right. You could be touching the floor if you're kneeling with the right hand, or some support over there, and then come in and out of that a little bit. Feel what happens in the hip joint, which directions it moves. And then once you get over there and the left foot is off the floor, same in standing, the right hand can just be hanging down. Begin to alternate between these two movements of folding in the middle to bring the, if you're kneeling, the left knee toward the nose, and then the left knee going back, and then arching, the belly comes forward as if to look overhead, and see about moving carefully, alternating between these. If you're standing, the whole leg can swing back, and the head swings back, then the whole leg, maybe the knee can come forward as if to the head, while you're off on that right leg, and tip to the right clearly so that the importance of the right hip joint becomes clear. Remember the breathing and see about this particular challenge to balance that you arch and extend, fold and flex as you're over the right hip joint. And then as you do that a few times, you can notice that, actually try taking the right left arm overhead long as you try out that movement here. So you add in the extended left arm overhead. What's it like to bend tip to the right and then flex and extend there? What happens in the hip joint? And there's some variations possible. You can kind of fold a little more to the right and your face comes under the arm, so to speak, or you can arch the head and foot toward the ceiling so that as you go forward and back, it's as if you're looking over your own shoulder a little bit, or something like that. Again, a little variation in the movement that challenges the breathing on the standing leg, challenges the balance. And again, if you're still curious, if you've had enough, come either way. If you're curious, continue. If you're ready to rest, come to rest on the back. Note the breathing. Perhaps the idea of watching over the breathing has a different connotation for you. Allow the breathing, perhaps. Don't mess with it. Perhaps recalling the earlier lessons, an implicit theme was that the breathing can clarify movements, if breathing can clarify the movements of balancing, and the movements of balancing can clarify the movements of breathing. And then with the more explicit sense in these lessons, that that happens in a way that's more and more fine, more and more quiet. All right, again, keeping the breathing watched over, can come back to kneeling or standing. Remembering the movements are less important than this sort of coordination of the breathing and the refinement or fineness of the movements. And yet again, the left leg is standing around the right knee. Most of the lesson, that's the case. And with the balancing on the right knee or the right foot, if you're standing, this time just leave the arms sort of hanging alongside, especially the right one over that standing leg, and begin to look, arch now, so you look, the belly comes forward and the head goes back a little bit here. And what happens in the hip joint there? So that as the belly comes forward and the trunk extends and you look overhead, what happens in the hip joint? Is there some movement there forward and back? And take care with this. Feldenkrais actually says himself, this is very difficult. So see if it's possible for you, and maybe, but as you go back with the head and the belly comes forward, is it possible to lift that left knee and foot from the floor? Maybe it just lightens a little bit. If you're in standing, once you've tipped over to the right and you're really on that right hip joint, the left foot can swing forward as the head goes back. But really, this, the sternum lifts, the low back comes forward, the belly protrudes, and you tip back. Here it is again, a challenge to balance while you're over that right hip joint. So, see what that's like a few times. And then pause here. And then the next thing is give up that idea of lifting the leg at all. So you're standing on the right knee and the left foot. And just take the head back and the belly forward and see what happens in the hip joint of the right leg. That is, does it move forward and back a little bit? Is it possible that it moves over the standing knee? Or if you're standing, how does the hip joint move forward and back as you extend through the trunk? And having tried that out a little bit, that you find that the hip joint can move forward and back, after you've sorted that out a little bit, come to rest. Rest on your back. Yes.
I was unclear if those last few were off to the side or...
No, they are not off to the side this time, okay. Just moving directly back. if you happen to recall, the standing lessons have that sort of movement in them at some point, and then there are some variations there. Thanks for asking. All right, as you rest on your back and sort out the breathing, sort it out by not sorting it out at all. Note what you've, what the movements so far leave in terms of a sort of residue or sense as you rest on your back. And then, minding the breathing, come back to kneeling or standing. On the right knee again, and with the left foot in front, standing that left leg. Don't this time, in keeping with that question, you don't go to the side, but just go directly back. Take the head back a little bit. Note what happens in the hip joint of the standing leg. Let the arms hang, so especially the right arm just hangs and gradually swings back, perhaps. And once you're extended here, and the belly's forward, and the low back is forward, and the head is back, try out taking the hip joint a little to the right and a little to the left. So you're just extending back and you're taking the hip joint right and left. Remembering the breathing, watching over it, and try taking the hip joint a little forward and back there. And once you've tried that out, try circling. So you make a little circle with the right hip joint. If you were looking down from above, it would be around the right knee. Or the right heel if you're standing. And just take care that you actually pass through the four points of forward and backward, right and left. So you're this time just leaning back and then coming enough back so that the left foot, if you're standing, the left foot will come forward just a little bit and you balance there. Rather to the side, to the front and back, and then circle the hip joint, as if drawing a circle around the heel if you're looking down on it from above. And once you've tried it out a little bit, once again come to rest on the back. Watching over your breathing, whether you're on your back or continuing to try the movements a little bit. And when you're ready, if you're ready, if you're continuing, minding the breathing, come back to kneeling or standing if you've been standing. And again, it's on the right leg. So standing on the right knee with the left one in front for a moment. And then this movement's a little bit, we have a shift in the lesson here. So now as you reach out and bend off to the right, coming over the right hip joint, slowly extend the left leg out to the side so that it's long. So it'll be directly out to the side and you balance. And the notion here, if you're standing, is probably much like what you've already been doing. If you're kneeling, well, now the extend the left leg out to the left. As you reach toward the floor with the right hand, keeping the trunk long, see if you can just tip back and forth so at some point the leg comes away from the floor and you're balanced on that left, the right knee, the standing knee. And just sort it out, go in and out of that a little bit and continue to monitor the breathing. It's just you end up over the right hip joint very clearly here with the long left leg out to the side. If you're standing, maybe it's a way of noticing that as you tip to the right, the left leg goes off to the left a little bit. And what happens in the right hip joint? How does it come into place over the right leg? All right, and once you've sorted that out and come in and out of it a couple times, get into that position where you're more or less balancing, and then it's as if you sort of roll like a cylinder, the whole trunk and leg toward the floor a little bit and back. So while you're balancing on the right leg and you're tipped off to the right, it's as if you look to the floor with the face and the chest and the hip. So again, another challenge to balance as you're off to the side over that standing hip joint. So the whole trunk and leg are long, and then you pivot on that hip joint to face the floor a little bit with that little long leg out to the left. And come in and out of it, especially if you're getting tired. Again, remember, Feldenkrais himself here says, make the movement small. If you're straining or losing your balance, less is in fact the idea. And then the other possibility, or another, perhaps clear possibility there, if you come back to that position, is once you are on that right knee and the left leg is long and you're fully extended and you're off balanced on the right knee or leg, pivot as if you're going to look to the ceiling, but the chest and the pelvis and the face pivot to look toward the ceiling while you're balanced off to the side. It's this funny movement over the right hip joint. And remember the balance of the breathing. It's like as we challenge the breathing in these various novel and perhaps challenging positions, can we keep the movements of balance smooth and the movements of breathing smooth? And then you can explore there, going back and forth between these. You can look, turn the whole trunk and face to the floor, turn it toward the ceiling as you're tipped off to the right and balancing over that hip joint, making it the distinctions finer and finer. As Feldenkrais says here, pay attention that this entire movement is done with the muscles and the right hip joint. Otherwise, this is impossible. This is why we do this, so the joint is able to organize itself. And when you've checked that out or are simply ready to rest, come to the back and rest. Remember to watch over the breathing during these transitions and while you can rest on the back. And as in some of the previous lessons in the series, the breathing also, so to speak, organizes itself. Challenged, perhaps, or maybe simply in keeping with the demands of the lesson. And again, I'm perhaps repeating, that's the nature of the kind of more, in a sense, advanced aspect of these lessons. Not being able to do tricky movements, but to be able to find the way that the movements can organize themselves and the breathing can remain a focus. Throughout these challenges to that kind of attention and action, breathing. All right, should you be ready to continue, come back to keeping the breathing. Come to one side and come up to kneel again or stand, if you're adapting by standing. And come back to that position where you tip over to the right and perhaps the right hand comes toward the floor and you extend the left leg long out to the side so the whole trunk is in a line. And now extend that line by taking the left arm overhead so the upper arm is near the ear. And you'd be reaching to the ceiling if you hadn't tilted to the side. And now here, try out that rolling over the hip joints so you turn toward the floor and turn toward the ceiling with the arm overhead, turning over the standing hip joint. So it's like you turn to face the floor, but so does the chest, so does the pelvis, so does the front of the thigh, the whole thing. As you're tilted to the right, you just roll over that pelvis so the face turns toward the floor and then toward the ceiling a little bit, back and forth. You can try it out for yourself. That's the whole trunk stays long, the leg stays long, the arm stays long, and there's that challenge of rolling over the hip in this particular way. And then rest however you like. This next movement is in standing for everyone, and it's standing in the lesson, so monitoring your breathing, watching it come to stand. And sort of completely full version of this movement is not at all important, but you could think now, leaving the left leg long and keeping the trunk fairly long, just leave the left arm alongside for the moment, and the right arm just hangs, and gradually as you tip off to the right and come over the right hip joint, moves toward the floor. So just this lateral movement now. What happens in the hip joint? Which direction does it swing as the left leg begins to lift from the floor? Keeping that left leg long. It does hang a little bit, but and you come in and out of that. The extreme version would be to touch the floor with the right hand, but there's no need to do that. And see if you can get over there and then just balance. So the right arm is hanging toward the floor and the left leg is long, and you tip off and come in and out of that a little bit. So you really are just balancing over the hip joint. How does finding the hip joint and attending to the breathing make this possible so the adjustments are fine? Small, that is. And then try that a couple more times, that you come from standing to tipping off to the right, letting the left arm, the right arm hang. And then pause in the middle, standing for a moment, and just place the hands together as if clapping, so that the, and leave them, they don't have to be high, just leave them kind of low. In front of the hips or belly, perhaps, so the arms are kind of extended. And leaving the hands like this, the arms are long, but they're extending down toward the floor more or less, so that you don't have to lift them at all, really. And having the arms here, begin to tip off to the right and see if you can tip enough that the left foot comes away from the floor as you come over the right hip joint. So now this arms are in this kind of funny central position. And once you've balanced off to the right here, open the two arms so that the right arm goes toward the floor and the left arm goes to the ceiling. And then bring them back together. Yet another, so they come apart laterally, sort of to the sides, so that because you're tilted to the right one goes toward the floor and the left one comes to the ceiling. It's as if you're just taking the arms apart and bringing them back together as you balance over that right hip joint. And remember the breathing. All right, and then there's one more before a rest here. With the arms extended like that, out to the right, you could start with them extended this time, if you like. Tip off so that the left foot comes away from the floor. And delicately, here's that funny movement from previous lessons. Come a little more onto the ball of the foot, lift the right heel and pivot it off to the right. So you make a little movement of lifting the heel, and then come back onto the heel a little and make that movement of lifting the toes. So you kind of scooch alternatingly the right foot to the right. First lifting the heel and pivoting it to the right, and then lifting the ball of the foot and pivoting it to the right. If that's possible, yet another challenge to the balance here, to actually move the foot on the floor. It can have a little feeling of hopping or a little kind of doot, doot, doot. And after you've tried that a few times, do whatever you want with your arms, starting from standing. Just see what tipping off to the right until the left leg lifts is like, having tried these variations. What happens in the right hip joint? All right, rest here and standing. Walk around a little bit if you want. If you are not currently, bring your attention to your breathing. I'll try out here a final movement on the right and then a little exploration on the left. In standing, so tip a little to the right with the right arm hanging, and then bring the arm overhead and the right arm overhead so that the fingers are by the left temple. The arm is on the top. So it's the right arm, the one that's closer to the floor. The right arm reaches over the top of the head as if you're going to hold the head from the top. The fingers are kind of to the side of the on the left temple. It's like you've lifted your right arm and reached over the head and grabbed a hold of your right temple lightly. So the elbow bends, the elbow's out to the right, and the hand's resting on the top of the head, the right arm. And then lift the left leg forward so you can, with your left hand, just below the right kneecap, take a hold of the bent right leg. So you're holding the head with the right hand and below the knee with the left hand. So you have to bend the leg to do that. Certainly the hip bends, the knee bends. Get a hold of the shin just below the knee with the left hand, the left leg. And the right hand's on the top of the head. And then tip off to the right a little there and see what this is like. Is it possible to swing the leg back a little bit through space? Maybe the heel lifts and there's some pivoting in the hip joint. And what happens in the trunk as you do this? Is there a little turning? What is it? What do you do here so that the balance can be fine in the slightly constrained and novel position? And then try it out on the, finally, try it out on the other side. So you'd come onto the left leg. The left arm reaches over the top of the head. Fingertips near the right temple. Lift the right knee forward. Take a hold of the shin with the right shin with the right hand. And tip off to the left. So you're on the left leg over that left hip joint. And pivot the right leg a little so the heel comes away from the floor and goes back as you balance here and you come in and out of that gently, minding the breathing. And then go back and forth. Try let go, try the right side, rearrange yourself, try the left. Just see what this movement is like, comparing the sides. And then finally, the last movements of the lesson, stand on the right leg. Do whatever you want with your arms, the head, the turning of the pelvis, etc. But tip off to the right so that you're on the right hip joint. The left leg is kind of extends long a little out to the right side. And just balance there and see what you how you can move here, balancing over the right hip joint. Maybe the turning toward the floor and the ceiling a little bit, or taking the head back and forward a little bit, just in a small range, just see what it's like to balance over the right hip joint. Just stay standing, Feldenkrais says here, as you move around on that right leg. And then try out the left leg, similarly, move freely, however you like, just tipping off to the left so the right foot comes away from the floor, keeping the breathing in mind, and do what you want with your arms, with your right leg. See what it's like. What happens in the left hip joint? How is the whole mass of the right side and the trunk and the right leg resting on that left hip joint? And how can you move there? Feldenkrais says here at the end, pay attention to the differences, because in the feeling in the body and in the differences, it's possible to know what is good and what is not good. A little absolute, but get the sense of it, what works and what doesn't, perhaps. To more or less stand on one leg, everybody can succeed for a split second, but on one side, and to stand on that side, and to hold, this needs to be learned from experience, from the feeling. And the movement of the body. So, when you've experimented to your satisfaction, that's the lesson, actually. You can rest on your back, or you can just take a, go walk around and take a break, and we'll come back in a few minutes, if you would like. Thank you, everyone.